This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Chaos and desperation in Afghanistan as the Taliban overthrew the Western-backed government. Thousands are packing into the Afghan capital's airport, rushing the tarmac and pushing onto planes in desperate attempts to flee the country. U.S. troops have fired warning shots as they struggle to manage the chaotic evacuation. The Taliban swept into Kabul on Sunday after President Ashraf Ghani fled the country. That brought a stunning end to a two-decade campaign in which the U.S. and its allies had tried to transform Afghanistan. The country's Western-trained security forces collapsed or fled in the face of an insurgent offensive that tore through the nation in just over a week. In the capital Monday, a tense calm set in, with most people hiding in their homes. The Taliban deployed fighters at major intersections in Kabul. A co-founder and deputy Taliban chief congratulated the people of Afghanistan and his mujahideen on their mammoth gains in a late Sunday statement. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar delivered the Pashto language video message from his office in Doha, Qatar. The death toll from a devastating earthquake in Haiti climbed to nearly 1,300 on Sunday. Rescuers scrambled to find survivors in the rubble. Hospitals have been stretched to capacity, with some 5,700 more people injured. Thousands of homes and businesses have been destroyed. The 7.2 magnitude earthquake dealt a massive blow to the impoverished nation, still reeling from the assassination of its president, Jovenel Moïse, last month. Southwestern Haiti suffered the most extensive damage. We're following this story on VOAnews.com. This is